This is Sherry Quinn with KZYX News. Good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman did not attend the 2017 presidential inauguration. Instead, he was in Ukiah on Friday. It was the second day of his three-day community engagement event throughout his Northern California district. It started Thursday in Oakland with his keynote address welcoming over 1,200 new citizens as they took their oath of allegiance. Then he traveled north to help clean up the Russian River in Sonoma County, and Friday afternoon he and his wife prepared and delivered care kits for the homeless in Ukiah as part of the local street medicine program.
I have built several days of what we call service in action and engagement as, I think, a counterweight to some of the dark politics that we're seeing at this moment in our history, today being the key moment, the inauguration of Donald Trump. And I'm just so impressed with the volunteerism, the community spirit, the positive action that I see from a program like this. It's exactly what we need to get us through the next 4 years, because we don't want to let our country be a place that lacks compassion, that becomes mean-spirited, that divides people. It's the stuff that you're seeing right here in the street medicine program that we need to reinforce and celebrate and grow, and I hope in a small way that I'm contributing to that.
And do you think that we are tackling this homelessness issue, but making a dent in it, and you know, it's just a constantly evolving problem? And are you seeing new strategies?
There's a lot of innovation and creative thinking going on. I think this street medicine program is one of the best ways to get at some of the most acute needs of homeless people. But obviously, we need to get roofs over their heads, too. And that's the other part of the challenge. So as a member of Congress, you know, at the federal level, I don't bring a huge amount of money or legal authority to this challenge. But, you know, all of us at various government levels could be pointing fingers at each other, and this problem would never get solved. So what I would love to do is get everybody in a room, get the nonprofit community, get the medical community, local government, state government, the faith community, and have some kind of an acknowledgement that it's all of our problem, and we're all ready to step up and be part of the solution. That's how we're going to really, at the end of the day, conquer this.
How do you feel about the U.S. Secretary of Commerce declaring the fishery disaster in California, particularly for this area?
It's very good news that we got that declaration before Secretary Pritzker and the Obama administration left office, because without that, we could never get Congress to appropriate the disaster relief funds. We still have one more step we've got to do, and that is to get Congress to put the money in the next budget bill. But we now have what we need to go and make our case and do that, and we'll get to work and try to make it happen.
Thank you so much for your time.